بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الست أشعار بعارف بالله ذاتي أقدس أزوات معنا شاه حكيم محمد أفترساب نور الله مرقده. The title is مجھکو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. مجھکو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے, حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے. تیرے جلووں کا نظارا چاہیے, اپنی آہوں سے ڈرے جانا پہ میر, اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان. غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے, دست بکشا جانب زنبیل ماں, میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. اختر خستا عجور فتاد کو, اختر خستا عجور فتاد کو, ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفیٰ, اما بعد, This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Hazrat is teaching us how we should love in this world and what should be our support of life. Everybody wants a support of life, and said if a person is sick, he's in a coma and he's on life support and they think they are keeping him alive, that is no real support. What should be our support of life at every moment of our life? Hazrat beautifully has titled this bayan of his, Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. That, O Allah, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, I want a support of life. And we can only get support of life from that great being who has given us life. So we should be begging Allah ta'ala for life support, and not begging anybody else. And what is this life support that we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. That, O Allah, I want the support of life. That, O Allah, please, what is the support of life? That my heart that you have given me should be filled with your worry and your concern. That every moment, how can I please Allah Rabbul Izzat? That is the real support of life. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us, Allah bi zikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Allah ta'ala has announced very clearly, open your ears and listen attentively, that only when you are soaked in the love of Allah by engaging all the time in the zikr of Allah, in other words, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be your real life support. Then you will have peace, contentment, as Hazrat explained. No matter what will be the outward conditions, outwardly people might see that you're even going through difficulties. You might be sick also. You might be having some, your family might be in some problem, etc. But your enjoyment and your connection is in a different world, because you have got the greatest support, and that is the support of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat further says that what is this life support? Behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. How to get this life support? That, oh Allah, I want that shore of the ocean of your love. Fill my heart with your love. In other words, empty my heart of everything else, oh Allah, and just fill my heart with your love. And then how this love of Allah Ta'ala will come into our heart? That we submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly, with enjoyment, with release. That it doesn't just mean now the month of Ramadan Sharif, Mubarak month has passed, now we are free, we can just do love as we want to. No, all the time, that was that month to give us that great steam, that now in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to pass our life in this way, sir, hamara, dar tumhara chahiye. That, O Allah, my head should be at your threshold. In other words, all the time in your obedience. All the time I should be concerned that I don't pass wrong gazes, haram gazes, wrong thoughts don't come to my mind. I don't get now involved and overtaken by the outward the attractions of this world. O Allah, my head should be all the time. And this lesson we learn, now it is the mausam of Hajj. This lesson we learn totally from Khalilullah Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. How he submitted himself, his life totally for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what support Allah gave him. What support of life, not only for him, he taught this to his family. And the whole family, what support Allah ta'ala gave them. Outwardly the conditions were very difficult. Allah ta'ala mentions himself, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Let's see how we tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with many, many tests, a kalimat, and severe tests. And Allah is saying we tested. So Allah Ta'ala, when Allah's test, we can imagine what test was that. So outwardly it looks like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was in difficult conditions. But he put his trust and he asked, begged Allah Ta'ala for Allah's support. He did not take help from the malaika. He did not take help from anybody. When he was being catapulted into the fire, at that time also, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, what malaika came to his help, And you said, Allah knows of my condition. He said, yes, Allah knows of your condition. He said, if that is the case, I don't need anybody's support. So this is what we have come here to learn, to build this great support with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Gham mein bas unka pukara chahiye. And this is how, when a person puts his head at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala's love start penetrating this person's heart, that all the time, when any problem comes to him, any grief, any worry whatsoever, then immediately the first thing is the thought comes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Who can sort my problem? At that time you don't need a musalla, you don't need to be in a masjid, wherever you are, all the time, Allah Ta'ala's connection is open all the time. So when a person has got grief and worry, the first thing is, as our Hazrat taught us, that according to your grief, you turn to salah, make 2 rakat salatul hajah, hajat, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unke hote kya sahara chahe? When Allah is there, what other support do we want? All the other support of this world outwardly might look as support for you, but they cannot support us in the least. But the only thing that can support us and help us is Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when we turn first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah has made the dunya darul asbab. We have to adopt the means. Allah will make the means available for us. And Allah ta'ala will make it so easy that now a person don't become like a beggar in front of others. We are the beggars of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have the firm conviction that Allah is there for me. Allah is my support. Where am I turning to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then see, in that condition of difficulty, of trial and error which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person, outwardly people will think you're going through difficulties. But what enjoyment you getting in your life, they don't know. لَذَّتِ فَرْيَاد تُوفَانُوا مَنْ هِ کون کہتا ہے کہ کنارہ چاہے. Hazrat says, the enjoyment of begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I got when storms came in my life. All these tests Allah ta'ala put to raise the status of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to draw a person closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So outwardly it looks like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was in storms. All his family, father, everybody against him. And such a huge fire was burnt too. And they couldn't even push him in there. They had to catapult him into there. And it looked like he is now in real problem. But he put his firm trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that split moment, Allah ta'ala's help comes in josh. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. That, oh fire, so outwardly, whatever the conditions can be, everything is totally and solely in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will change the most difficult conditions for you. You'll be at ease and comfort. And people cannot understand this. Hazrat says, who said that you need to be on the shores? In other words, you have to be in comfort zone, then you're living in comfort. There are so many people outwardly that are fooled with the outward, the world of this world. Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They only know the outward attractions of this world. They might be in resort, they might be in hotels, they might be on the sports grounds. Outwardly it looks like they're in comfort zone. But go and ask him, how you feeling? Then he's in depression. He is in a terrible zone. And the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly they look like they're in very difficult conditions. But go and ask them, how are they feeling? They are enjoying their life. Their heart is full of contentment and peace because they've got the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat further explains, حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفانوں میں ہے تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے. That, oh Allah, I have achieved the shores in the depths of the storm. In other words, in the middle of the oceans, when all types of turmoil seems to be in my life. And Hazrat Allah Akbar, speaking from his experience, how many years going through a stroke, but whenever anybody, Allah Akbar, who came to visit Hazrat, and so to say, you console a sick person, people say, we came there and we got consoled. As if we are this great personality, he is much more healthier than us. although he could not walk on his own, etc. So in this time we see, then what can be said of the friends of Allah, the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam, what can we, could be said of the condition of Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam. So this is the time that now, from the month of Ramadan, we move ahead and go into the mawsam of Hajj. And think of the whole life of Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam. And think of the life of a lover, that how he goes ahead and then goes to Kaaba Sharif, leaves his wife and children alone, in what storms, in difficult conditions, in such an environment, in such a place, where even fear is scared to put his foot there. That time the jungle of Makkah Sharif was not like today, vibrant. It was a scary jungle. Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam, on the command of Allah, on the support of Allah, leaving his wife and small child alone, and he goes and see what Allah Ta'ala changes the whole scene. Today Makkah Sharif is buzzing all through the Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hazrat says, Tere jalwo ka nazara chahi, that oh Allah, we just want to see that special focus of yours upon us. And when Allah Ta'ala focused upon us, when we run towards Allah, fafirru ila Allah, Allah says, show your eagerness, show your dedication, and you want to come to Allah, Allah will come faster than we can go to Allah Ta'ala, to Him. So we go towards Allah Ta'ala, we'll see Allah's special focus upon us. A person will feel that I've got support of life, the whole world can be against you, but Allah is with you, what more you want? And the whole world can be with you and Allah is not with you, then you have got no support whatsoever. And how to get this? Hazrat further explains, Apne aho se dar jana pe meer, apne bigri ko suwara chahiye. That, oh sir, don't be concerned that when you're shedding the tears in that difficult condition, this is how you will sort out your matters. That all your outward difficult conditions, when you cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't shed a tear to anybody else besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala values that tear of a person. And Allah Ta'ala says, Ana inda munkasiratul qulub, that I am with those people whose hearts are broken and shattered for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is so kareem, so kind. Allah brings conditions and Allah gives you tawfiq to make sabr. And then Allah Ta'ala raises your conditions. So if we will make our support only Allah Rabbul Izzat, and how to get the support on our own, we can't. We have to go through the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to learn, and that is why we should make shukr. Allah has blessed us with these Mubarak Majalis, to learn how to get the support of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Aapar har dam fida ho meri ja, ghayr ki mujhko na parwa chahiye. And when a person has got the support of Allah, and as it is growing, then you make more dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah, every split moment of mine, every breath of mine, that I should just sacrifice my life for you. And Allahu Akbar, look at the climax of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Everything of mine, O Allah, only for you. Whether it's my wife, whether it's my child, you want the life of my child, which is more difficult to give than your own life. Allah Ta'ala, when you have Allah is your support, you teach this to your wife and your children. Your children will also be prepared to give their life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then why should I worry what others say? Other people can say, you're not sending your children to school, you're keeping them backwards, etc. Allahu Akbar, why must you send them in that environment where they will lose the support of Allah? Keep them under your control and teach them the support of Allah. That is where they will get the support of Allah. So let the world say what they want to, that you are being backward and you keeping your children backward. The friends of Allah don't worry what people say. All the time we are worried what Allah Ta'ala says. And those who don't have the support of Allah, we are too worried. What this one will say? What kind of wedding I'm having for my son? Is it a funeral or a wedding? Don't worry what people say. Worry what Allah Rabbul Izzat says. Just bakusha janibe zambile ma, mere sar ko tera soda chahe. That, O Allah, that basket of yours that is spread in my direction, Actually, I want to my head to sacrifice for you, O Allah. That I want to give myself to you. So as so beautifully our Dada Shaykh says in another poem, agar dil jaina hai to isi ko de do jisne tumhe dil de diya. If you want to give your heart, give your life to anybody, give it only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we learn from this Mubarak incident of the Mausam of Hajj, the highlight of it, Qurbani, how Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, young boy, learning from his father that who should be our support, Allah Rabbul Izzat, that ya fatif al ma tu'mar. Tajiduni insha Allah min as-sabirin. That, oh my beloved father, what Allah wants, do it. Let that command take place. And he doesn't say, I will bear it patiently, inshaAllah. Then also, don't think that I went through the difficult conditions and I managed to come out of these conditions. Everything, it is only from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is what we learn from our Honorable Shaykh and the pious servants of Allah. That every moment we should realize that we cannot live for one second without the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person realizes this, then he will see that jalwa, that focus of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. And if he doesn't realize it, then Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. If you forget Allah and you want to try and sort out your own matters, Allah will make you forget yourself also. So there is no way out for us but to gain the support of Allah. And for that it is so important that regularly we attend these majalis to gain, to learn how to get the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally going through all these difficult conditions and becoming so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever says that I achieved this. Allahu Akbar. Look at the dua Hazrat makes at the end, teaching me and all of us, Akhtari khasta wa dur uftadaku, unki rahmat ka bulawa chahi. That, oh Allah, this Akhtar in his Hazrat humbleness, and this is the friends of Allah. The more you support Allah, the more you get Allah's support, the more humble you become. And the more you realize that an ordinary, useless person like me, and still Allah takes care of me. So Hazrat saying, Ya Allah, that I am in the such pitiable condition of mine, but all I want is that your special mercies, I get a call from your special mercy. In other words, oh Allah, engulf me in your mercy. If you're in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have no problem in your life. Outwardly you might have the outward difficulties, but you'll be in an enjoyable condition if we get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that we have to learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain the support of Allah ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ: اللَّهُمَّ سَلِّمْنَا لِرَمَضَانَ وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Ramadan has passed already. And inshallah next Ramadan is coming also. But with regard to this Ramadan that has passed, it is always prudent and wise, especially for a thing that recurs. Like Ramadan comes every year, and hopefully Allah gives us the life, we get another Ramadan. Mm-hmm. So whenever such an occasion comes, a person reflects a bit on that past. And to see where did I go wrong, what didn't I do right, where can I improve. Like in our businesses also, end of the year, we have a financial report. We discuss it, this area is a bit of problem here, this we can improve here, like that. If we do that, inshallah, our next Ramadan will be much, much more better. And also, Ramadan was such an occasion, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. One na'mat, it's first of all a na'mat. It wasn't a burden for us. May Allah make us, even if so much we could have now gained, as many of our friends have said, that what we took Ramadan to be, and now what we have understood Ramadan to be, that also is a great, great stride in our Islam. that we at least come to realize that Ramadan is a great ni'mat of Allah. It isn't a burden, it isn't like a difficult time that has come on us. We have to starve to death, or we have to now 20 rakats, taraweeh extra, big problem. No, everything we look at it as a great ni'mat. So it's our nature that whenever such a thing, such a great ni'mat came in our lives, then we keep on thinking about it. It's not just it happened and it's over. Whatever like that, whatever thing. Again, we'll give an example, though we don't condone or we don't encourage this, it's just an example. Sometimes we give examples and some people feel because we gave that example, so we like condone it, it's all right over the thing. It's not like that at all. For example, a cup match took place, World Cup or anything. After the match, people don't just lock it up and it's over. How much they speak about it. Over and over, you can't get over it, you're just talking about it. So what is a cup match and what is sports actually? A waste of time really. Eh? And how many times sports, all the sports, leaves us only with so terrible injuries. Back is broken, knees are a problem, all that. Anyway, that's a different subject. But those people who are in death, how much they think about it. Or if a person is in the political field, there were elections, his party won. After that now, he doesn't just go, it was a burden campaigning for the whole election and for all that, everything. And now he just forgets about it. No, how much he speaks about it. How much they celebrate it in that way, in their way. They do their thing. Ramadan, which was such a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, it doesn't behove us also that it came and now we're just happy it's gone. Don't even talk about it. Eh? No, it shouldn't be. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that Ramadan, as it comes in the hadith, if we knew what the value of Ramadan is, we'll wish the whole year to be Ramadan. And especially when we come to the climax, the last 10 days. And if a person knows the ibadah, what the value of ibadah, and the closeness of Allah that comes in those days, the most Allah's closeness a person gets. And that with the Quran Sharif. And then he says, I wish that Ramzan could be forever. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that we are such, we say like that, but if, which won't happen, otherwise we might even get a heart attack. But if it has to be that Allah says, I will send Jibreel alayhi salam again, and this year, since you people really enjoying Ramadan, I will extend it for 10 more days. Then see what our conditions will be. Will we really be happy that now Ramadan got extended for 10 days this year? Or will we be sad? Anyway, so Ramadan was that month. And if we look back and we try and improve, see where we went wrong, where we were weak, where we didn't do what we had to do, etc. And we think of what a great opportunity and month it was. Then inshallah, like it is said of the Buzurgani Deen, that for 6 months after Ramadan, they should be sorry of how they spend their Ramadan. We didn't spend it correctly. We didn't do what we had to do. And the next 6 months, they spent in anticipation of the new next Ramadan coming. So like that, if we also see it in that way, inshallah, we will benefit a lot. So also, like for example, we have our annual Jalsa at the Madrasa. We have our Islahi Jalsa. Then usually after that, we sit together, the Satish who are in the organization and that. Then we discuss that where were we, our shortcomings. What didn't we do properly? What can we do to improve for next year? So in that way, if a person does, hopefully he improves in that way. Same thing also should be whether we make it Ramadan a time like that, or even our birthday. We don't celebrate any birthday, but we think 1 year of my life is gone. How did I spend this year? The next year is coming. What can I do to improve? Where were my shortfalls? If we do that, our life will improve tremendously. And if we want to have a birthday party and we want to blow candles and all that, we will be going backwards all the time. But if we think of this, that now was 40 years, where did I spend them? How did I spend my life? Now my next year, what must I do to improve? Inshallah, that person will definitely improve in his life. Allah give us tawfiq to do that. So one thing, the month of Ramadan that was here, Allah Ta'ala Himself declares that the object of this month لعلكم تتقون, so that you acquire taqwa. So let us see for ourselves, each one, we to اقرا كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Each one of us, we read our report, and we know our report, that what was my Ramadan report, how much of taqwa have I acquired in this month, how much have I come closer to Allah Ta'ala. Taqwa is also, normally we translate it, fear of Allah. And that fear, the object of the fear of Allah is to stay away from sin, not to break the laws of Allah, then to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And if we do that in the fear of Allah, very great also. But that, as our Buzurgani Deen Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains, that is, even an animal does that. A dog also, you show it a stick, it runs away. You show it a stone, it runs away. So in the fear, it stays away from what it wanted to do. That is not really the thing. A human being stays away from the disobedience of Allah, not really in the fear of Allah, but in the love of Allah. That Allah's favors are so many upon me. Innumerable favors of Allah Ta'ala, how can I disobey Allah Ta'ala? A person, a being like Allah, and so many favors from head to toe, from birth to death, from morning to night, every way. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. One ni'mat of Allah, if we try and count it, we can never ever count it. There are so many ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon us all the time. As we are sitting here, we don't think about it. But we are sitting comfortably. Our back, we haven't got a back problem. We haven't got a knee problem. We haven't got some other problem. We are sitting comfortably. The earth is not shaking now. If a little bit an earthquake has to come, for a few seconds, what will be our condition? Or if it starts raining now, and not raining, but hailing, and big balls of ice start coming down like tennis ball size, what will we do? Or so many other, how many ni'mats of Allah, innumerable ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So if a person considers all these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, and then he says, how can I be disobedient to Allah Ta'ala? Allah who has kept my eyes in order, my brains in order, my body parts are fine, and we are such also, one thing little goes wrong, then we have a lot of complaints. But Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so many ni'mats. So in the love of Allah, to give up sin, that is enjoyable. And that is what really, what is an insan, a human being, who is a mu'min, that in the love of Allah, we don't disobey Allah Ta'ala. And even if we don't disobey Allah because of the fear of Allah, also a very, very, very great thing. Otherwise, today we just unmindful, and we just breaking laws of Allah Ta'ala, left, right and center, and we don't think about it also. So this taqwa, if a person has acquired that, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Ta'ala, all his problems, oh, if we have acquired taqwa, and this was, now we think this month came, how much of taqwa? If I have acquired it, any problems that might come in my life, Allah will make an opening for me. And Allah's opening, Allahu Akbar. We see that when Abraha wanted to attack Kaaba Sharif, Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and who was the Mutawalli of Kaaba Sharif, the leader of the Quraysh also, and he was non-mushrik, but they had great qualities also. So at the end, after all the incident, right at the end, he goes to the door of the Kaaba Sharif. And he says, oh Allah, this is your house. And you are the owner and you look after your house. And he had announced to all the people of Makkah, all of us leave Makkah and go to the mountains. Abraha is coming with what an army. And who can stand against him? And as he was coming from Yemen, from the south he came, he caused devastation as he was coming. Where are we going to be able to stand? When Abdul Muttalib handed the whole Kaaba to Allah Ta'ala, how Allah looked after him. So like that, if we also learn, we hand our matters over to Allah. Totally we hand it over to Allah, how Allah will look after it, we can never look after it like that. So we learn that lesson also. So anyway, with this taqwa, when a person has got this taqwa, Allah will handle our matters. And it's so easy. أرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار. Who is more better? All the different gods. Hey, in our time, you go, this person got contact with the police, that person got contact in that department, this person got a lot of money, this person got this. How many people you going to go to? Or you go to one Allah. And everyone is in the control of Allah. So if we had acquired this taqwa in this month, it will make our lives alive. What great. All our problems. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will provide for you from sources which you could not imagine. Allah will provide for you. And how different sources Allah Ta'ala provides that a person cannot imagine. And on taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. The friends of Allah are those people who have got this taqwa. So, and who are the friends of Allah? Allah says, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. No fear they have. They don't grieve about anything. They're not sorry about anything. All this was on taqwa. So, and many other promises Allah has made. On so this month came, how much taqwa did I acquire? How much we have acquired? So much Allah Ta'ala will make our lives like that. This was a month then where the rewards are multiplied so greatly that a nafal is equal to a farad in this month. And a farad is multiplied by 70. As we have explained many times, that ulama have explained whole lives of nafal ibadat. Tahajjud, ishraq, awwabin, salatul haja, salatul tawbah, whole lives nafal ibadat does not equal two rakats of faraz namaz. And two rakats of faraz is fajr. Fajr is two rakats faraz. So a whole life nafal cannot equal this. But in this month, every nafal is given the value of a faraz. So this was the month I had to accumulate my currency for akhirah. And a faraz is multiplied by 70. When the whole life's nafal cannot become a faraz, and one nafal tahajjud, how lot sawab? Ishraq, how lot sawab? Awwabin, how lot sawab? All this, so much of sawab a person gets. So all this together, not equal to a faraz. One faraz, 70. This was a month I could have acquired. How much did I really make ibadat? How much was I worried of my faraz, wajibat, sunnat-e muakkada? Was I making it properly? Wud jamaat, takbir-e ula? What was my concentration, devotion, my outward posture? How much did I try and improve my salah, etc.? Those who did improve their salah, wherever there were programs, yeah, also, alhamdulillah, Ramzan, there is a program, Anwar al-Salah, Masail of Salah, that how we can improve our salah. So, ibadat like that. And then again, the ibadat in the month of Ramadan is so great. And it reaches its optimum in the last 10 days. And so to say, Allah didn't give us one Laylatul Qadr, but minimum 5 Laylatul Qadr, the odd night. And one night is fixed, but Allah took away that knowledge. And now it is that we have to keep on trying. Even though a bit less we are weak, we don't do it how much we should be doing it, we are very weak. But now we don't become lax, we try. And every night of the odd night that it might be the Laylatul Qadr, Allah is giving the sawab as Laylatul Qadr. Just like Allah reward our buzurgs and make us learn to understand also on the 29th night when now the moon is to be sighted. They were not so much keen to sight the moon. They were more keen to start with Maghrib quickly before the news comes. As long as for us we know it's still Ramadan, we're getting sawab according to Ramadan. And then so much sometimes the news doesn't even come till Isha. They are not keen that wait little bit. We will say, make one phone call, find out from there. They will say, start quickly with Isha. And so much so, once we were in Saharanpur by Hazrat Shaykh, the news still didn't come, but there was some commotion that the moon has been... Hazrat said, quickly read Witr also. So we will get the sawab of Ramadan still. Our nature will be, let's find out. And if it is, the moon has been sighted, now finish, relieved we are. But those who saw the reward... So this was the month in that 5 nights. Every night we could get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr, 83 years in form. Now think, how much did I make ibadat on the big night? And that we all hope for is the 27th night. That night also, how much ibadat did we make? One friend of ours who said, yeah, in the etikaf, yeah, there was one friend, an alim from overseas. He's here local now. He says in their tent they saw, there were about five or six people in their tent, that this person from after Isha reads Quran right till Fajr. Every night makes one khatam. So just these people now, and I think now of myself, what did I do? How much did I do? He's also a human being, I'm also, and he's living in our time here, and he's here with us here. And there were others also. Other friend also, one did Maulana from UK, every day one khatam. And others also, mashallah, every, what did I do? So this was the time that I could, now I'm trying to at least have that resolve. For next year I'm going to improve. I'm trying to do more. So the last, and the Laylatul Qadr, 83 years and 4 months. Now it's gone. I must feel sorry, it's gone. Not just that it's finished, it's gone. But what, I make tawbah to Allah. And Allah is that great, kind being that we ask Him that, oh Allah, whatever my ibadat was of the past, I faltered, but you correct it and pass it as corrected. Allah is that great being. When a person, for example, makes tilawat of Quran Sharif, he's sincere, he's trying to read correctly, but he's making mistakes. The malaika are ordered that correct all his reading. And what correction bring it to us? So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. So when we are sincere in our way, we know we falter so much. Our ibadat, what is the condition of our ibadat? But Allah is that being, we beg of Him that our whole life's ibadat, oh Allah, you declare it as the top ibadat. And when Allah wants to do it, He does it. And we, if we just keep on trying, so we faltered in that also. Then this was the month of du'as. 24 hours du'as were readily accepted. From Sehri time till Iftari time, Allah ordered His creation, the Malaika, all of you, now your duty is to say Ameen on the du'as of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much du'as did we make? The time of du'as are gone now, that du'as of Ramadan. Still this time of du'as, but the du'as of Ramadan, now from Iftari time right till Sehri time, whole night, Allah Ta'ala Himself, or He orders an angel, you announce that from Allah's side, that whatever you want, I'm here to give it to you. And in du'as, du'as are all accepted. Some of us might feel, I made du'a for this, I made du'a for that. I don't see the acceptance of it. No, du'as are accepted 100%. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains it so beautifully, that du'as are accepted by Allah Ta'ala 100%, there is no doubt about it. And a person was making dua, he says, we become a bit despondent. We don't make dua with that enthusiasm, with that passion. We don't seem to be getting what we asked for. That I made dua for this problem, for that problem. I don't see it getting solved. So Ma'atami Rahmatullah Ali explains that a person who's a beggar, and he's accustomed to some small coins, perhaps only 50 cent coin, 20 cent, or 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand. That's what he just gets. And he only knows that money. Perhaps a little child also. And somebody came and put a 100, 200 rand note. He said, what is this? And he throws it away also. That he doesn't know what is a 200 rand. To him, a 2 rand is valuable. 5 rand is valuable. But he never saw a 200 rand. And he thinks, this person gave me a piece of paper, and he throws it away. So like that, we made dua, oh Allah, solve this problem of mine, solve that problem of mine. We saw it didn't get solved. But Allah gave you tawfiq of reading 2 rakats of nafil, which you were not reading till then. But now we like to, what is nafil namaz? Whereas nafil is so valuable. If we, Kruger rands are put in our hands, or some other gold things, or diamonds or other value, oh really I got something. But to get the tawfiq of making 2 rakats of namaz, or you got tawfiq of reading 1 tasbih of durood sharif, 1 tasbih of istighfar, but because we don't know the value of our deed, we feel that my dua is not, but Allah gave you tawfiq of a much, much more superior thing. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi jazahum Allah khair explained, 1 subhanallah is more better than the whole world and what it contains. The thawab of it is also much more greater, and from another aspect also, the thawab is forever and ever. Dunya is still when you live, And it's a short while, and we'll realize how short dunya is, the time when maut will come. Even, in fact, before maut, as a person comes to his old age and he thinks a little, my life just went, it just flew away. And my life is gone already. And at the time of maut, actually, he will realize that I hardly lived in this world. When the Ashab-e-Kahf, or the people of the cave, they slept for 309 years, 300 years, whatever it was. When they asked, it was like a morning or afternoon, little bit sleep that we took. And the time just went. Person who slept for 100 years, he also felt my time just went like that, just a little while. At the time of maut, our 60, 70 years, we'll realize was nothing. So, if du'as, Allah gives us that which is going to last forever. How great is it? So, may Allah put this value of Ramadan also. For us, Ramadan really hasn't got that value. It just came, it went. Somehow we manage our 30, 29 rozas, our tarawis we manage. This year, alhamdulillah, I manage my all every night's tarawih. I manage my five times namaz with jamaat. But it was tough. It was really tough. No, but if we realize what the value and what Allah gave. So du'as. And we see now that I didn't spend my time properly in du'as. Du'as before azan. Du'as at between azan and before maghrib. Du'as before maghrib namaz. Du'as between azan and iqama are not rejected. Tahajjud time du'as. How many times I got up late and I just rushed with few little du'as here and there. But what du'as I had to make. Then next year we feel I must improve and I must do it properly. Then the last 10 days of Ramadan, itqum minan nar, that they were the days when Allah was setting people who were condemned to Jahannam. Those who were pious on their own, Allah gave them tawfiq and are going to Jannah, they're going. But those who were condemned to Jahannam, they were guilty, they were sentenced to forever in Jahannam, or to go to Jahannam. Those people, Allah Ta'ala was setting free by the millions in this month. And the last night, did I make dua for myself, that I be amongst those people whom Allah set free? Did I make dua for my family people, for my children, all this dua? Did I make those dua? I was neglectful. I didn't do it properly. I didn't have that passion or that feeling. Next year I must do better. A person who will do this, inshallah, his Ramadan will be much more better next year. And from now we make the niyat, already we will get that sawab. And we work towards it the whole year. I must improve my connection with Allah, my connection with deen, value of deen. And we make deen our priority and object. Dunya will come by the way. Today we have got the whole thing upside down. We are making dunya our object, then deen doesn't come like that. But when you make deen your object, Allah just throws in dunya. By the way, Allah just throws it in. And dunya also is made. So that was one great thing. This Ramadan came, did I take it as one separate entity? That Ramadan came, I have to now put off the TV, for example. I can't do now watch my sports, or I can't do this, I can't do that. And finish, end of Ramadan, I go back to my old lifestyle. If there was that my condition, Eid night, I started now again, just becoming lax again. And so lax that I even miss my jamaat, Isha namaz with jamaat, or my fajr with jamaat also. Or did I do it all properly and kept it up? Did I regard Ramadan as one department in my life? And now I close that department because Ramadan is finished and we carry on again. Or did I make Ramadan to acquire that taqwa and it's carrying on? وَجْعَلْهُ لَنَا اللَّهُمَ سَلِّمْنَا لِرَمَضَانِ وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا وَجْعَلْهُ لَنَا وَتَقَبَّلْهُ وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And oh Allah, this Ramadan, what we had gathered, am I carrying it forward also? You made all your business whole year, you did business. Every month you were carrying forward, your capital was increasing your amount. And now when Ramadan came, now you are, each night, everything you went and washed it down the drain. Now you come back with start with a zero or with a debit balance now. Now you have to cover up all that. So, and the debits of Ramadan, how serious are they? kunas of Ramadan to cover them up. One roza, a person misses of Ramadan without a valid excuse, whole life he can't make up for it. According to Masala, he kept one roza, his roza is, but the benefit of it. And this brings us to another thing also, the anwarat of Ramadan and of our amal and all the barakat of it. The masala is one thing, but all the goodness, that passion for it, that desire for it. Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, if a person 20 years, 50 years, he didn't look at haram, and what noor had filled in his heart, but one time he looks at haram, intentionally, and that, all that noor of 50 years is gone. But Allah is so kind, it can come back, that when another such occasion comes again, and you really want to look at haram, and you don't look, then that noor comes back again. So like this also, with Ramadan, perhaps we didn't commit any real such guna, what we feel, but we thought little bit, some sports we got, that takes away all the noor. Some frivolous, useless talks we got engaged, we started just browsing around on the internet, unnecessary things going to this site, and we know how many people complain. I thought I'll just check up on this, the next I realized 2 hours are gone. And what did I achieve in the 2 hours? Nothing. Went on this side, checked up on this, checked up on that, and that at the end, I wasted my time. And all that is not only that time, all that noor you had acquired, your tilawat of the whole month of Ramadan, your tasbihat, your bayanat, your tahajjud, that noor just goes away. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. So Ramadan was a month that I had to carry on now. Then another very important thing also in the same light, that Ramadan is that month that our whole life must come onto deen. And we realize that Ramadan is not just 1 month, but I have to take what I got from Ramadan, I must take it and move further into life. So our life is not that we live according to dunya standards, whether it is Western standards, modern standards, or any other standard, and we just put the flavoring of deen, and we make ourselves happy, that I'm pious, we got the flavoring of deen. So we got a nice beard, topi, amama also, kurta also, burqa also, so now I've got deen in my life. Or we got some titles, I'm a Maulana, I'm a Hafiz, I'm a Qari, I'm a Tablighi, or whatever else it is, so I'm all right. So just that flavor of deen, but is deen in my life? And really we have to check, is deen in my heart or not? Or is deen just on my tongue, flowery bayans, etc. Or just that I come and sit in the majlis, and now I feel that I go majlis regularly. I go shab guzari every week. I don't miss my kasht. I don't miss my umrah every year. But has deen come into our hearts or not? So that also we have to check, or is it just an outward show? And at the time of maut, what is in the heart will be taken out. Not what is outwardly what we have got. So we are all desperately in need, and this is not being said that as though I've got it and I'm trying. We all have to, and for that also, if that real brotherhood comes and we make dua for one another, everyone we make dua for one another. Making dua for one another is so beneficial. That when we make dua for somebody else, that dua is more accepted for us than what dua we make for ourselves. We want to become regular namazis, for example. And we make dua, Ya Allah, make so and so a regular namaz. Give him a beautiful, perfect namaz. That dua for us is more accepted. And the other is that when we make dua for somebody else, the malaika say for you the same thing also. So how much more goodness we will get, that we will get the farishtas duas if we make duas for others. So this month was a great month. It is not something just to be forgotten, good riddance, and that now it's finished, it's out of our way. We'll see again, 11 months to go, then we'll see again. No, that we say, sorry, it's gone and I couldn't fulfill the rite. And I have to do better. And that we wait with eagerness for the next month. And then again, in between, as MashaAllah Maulana was referring to, Qurbani is coming, Hajj is coming now. This should be now in our lives now. That although we are here, if we go for Hajj, mashallah. But if we are not going, at least we think of it, the historical aspect of Hajj, the spiritual aspect of Hajj, also the masail and how to make Hajj correctly. That also, all the aspects of Hajj also, we stay here, but our hearts are in Makkah Sharif, in Mina, in Muzdalifah, in Medina Sharif. How fortunate. And what an enjoyment in a person's life. So, and Allah will give all that anwarat without you spending a cent, without you living your home and your business. You are carrying on here, but your heart you have put away there. And then all that anwarat and barakat Allah Ta'ala will bless us. So let us live a life of our Islam. And the whole Islamic calendar is filled with such great and honorable things that we can bring into our lives. Allah give us tawfiq and make it a reality, not just let it be a show, and bless us with the true deen and the true spirit of deen. And it's not difficult for Allah Ta'ala at all. Allah accept from all of us, inshallah.